Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. I'm really happy to be connected with Christopher Mack. Good morning, Mr. Mack.
Good morning.
Christopher Mack is a director of creative talent investment for Netflix, and we are in the frame of the Torino Film Lab, talking about the masterclass that you just had yesterday about pitch realization. So how difficult and how or easy, or which are the rules to make the perfect pitch? I believe that you attended a lot for your job, many pitch sessions. Which was the major issue to face to create the good pitch?
The biggest issue, and I haven't listened to any pitches at Netflix. You know, at Netflix we mostly get pitches submitted to us through a document, a PDF. And they come in all shapes and sizes. In the U.S., pitches are usually verbal.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest difficulty, I think, for writers when they pitch is, especially verbally, it's just being nervous, you know, of having to sit there and express their idea of the show that they're trying to sell. And they're really, you know, anxious about selling it. And I've always told them that I've been in some pitches where they literally read their document verbatim. And then I've seen pitches where the writer just sits down and has a conversation. You don't even realize it's a pitch, you know. And I think those are the best kinds of pitches where it's very conversational, where you're just basically telling a story that you created. And you don't have to worry about getting all the facts out there. Because the executives always ask a question, and if you forgot something, you can always, you know, bring it up there. But, you know, when you're delivering something where you can take your time and put down all your ideas, that's actually kind of the best case scenario, because you don't have to worry about performing. And so the idea of the pitch realization workshop was to just make sure you answered all the questions that someone who's trying to buy your series will have. There's no guarantee that you'll sell it, because there's demands and kinds of shows that different companies are looking for. But at least you put your best foot forward, and it makes it easier for the executive to say yes or no.
In your masterclass, you was also talking about the importance of explaining the motivation and the aims of the lead characters more than the plot itself, because probably the lead character is something that the audience can be hooked to more easily than the story. Is it right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you still need both, but I think what the people remember most after they watch something are the characters.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we had this show... this comedy that we tested at Warner Brothers, and it tested really high because the jokes were funny. And we thought we had a hit on our hands. But when we released it, it didn't do well. And one of the big feedback was people didn't identify with the characters.
Yeah.
And what we realized, that people don't generally remember all the jokes, but they remember the characters.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think it's the same thing with plot. You know, they remember the big choices and moments they had to do. And when you're sitting around, you know, when you're having a water cooler talk, COVID, and you're talking about what happened on, you know, Game of Thrones or Stranger Things, you're talking about what a character did and what happened to a character. So,
yeah, I think especially for series, the character importance is even higher, because you need to be hooked and to follow what happened to this person or the other person. How much of the final buyer/broadcast is crucial in the molding of the shape of the pitch? I mean, people you're going to, if I can say so, sell your project to are very important in the way you build up your pitch?
Yeah, so I mean, it really depends on who the creator is. You know, sometimes a creator comes in and they have a long track record and you just feel confident that they're going to deliver. And then sometimes, you know, the less experienced creators, they need a little help. And, you know, we're not there to tell them, you know, what not to do. Mm-hmm. We're there to be... help them develop the best version of their series pool. And I think a good creative executive will come at it from a human perspective, and not necessarily from their perspective, right? Because our perspectives are limited just based on our life experience. But I think a good executive will understand that there's, you know, humans react in a certain way, and if there's some uncertainty in a way characters acting or making a decision based on the information that the creator has given us, you know, we can question them that, and they can think about it and then make the adjustment based on, you know, their own creativity.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Christopher Mack for this insight on how to build up the perfect pitch. Christopher Mack from Netflix, he was the guest of the Torino Film Lab on a masterclass on pitch realization. Thank you very much for being with us to Fred Film Radio. I am Angelo Acerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.